no spider. They wanted to turn men into eagles and soldiers into dust. They could make dreams come true, and so perhaps could you. On special occasions, Nain often said peculiar things. Gwyn could not think of a reply. There has been an ache in this house since your sister went, said Nain. The ache of emptiness. You need help. If you have inherited the power of Gwydion, you can use it to get your heart's desire. She turned on her heel. I won't stay for tea. We've only just had breakfast, Nain. Nevertheless, she swept away down the passageway and through the open front door, her black hair sparkling in the golden mist that hung over the garden. Her dress as gaudy as the autumn flowers crowding by the gate. Then she looked one by one, and you'll see. Gwyn took the gifts up to his bedroom and laid them on the windowsill. They looked the most improbable effects for a magician. What's she on about now? He scratched at the uncombed hair from his tiny attack window. In he could see Nain's dark head. Grandmother Gwyn muttered, if my ancestors were his father's voice roared up the stairs. Have you done the sheep? We'll be in the garden again. Was that your grandmother? Why didn't she stay? Gwyn answered none of these questions.